of Sheridan, Ed of Cranberry, Lynn from Jenny, Mary from Son Bob, wife Betty, and your grandkids Shannon, Dominicchio, and Maria, and your whole family. Rosalie of Oakland from Ramsey, Kristen, and Jim. Mary Louisa of Evan City from your whole family. Helena from Jeff, Emily, Madeline, and David. Callie of Weirton, West Virginia from Bob and Dad and your brother Max. And happy anniversary on January 12th to Dan and Jean. On January 13th, happy birthday to Julie of Mineral Ridge, Ohio, currently in Bangkok, Thailand. Jameson of Knox from David, Spencer, Ezra, as well as your sister, Madeline. Happy birthday to Will of Butler for Mom and Dad and Finn. Also on the 13th, twins Eamon and Leora from Galadriel and Arliana, Abigail, Elsa, and Isabella. Emery celebrates on the 13th, Alex of Edgewood from Ralph and Carla, and Alicia of McCandless from David, Celestina. And also your big brother, David, and little sister, Camille. On the 14th, Kristen celebrates. Also, Alondra of the South Side. Kiara from Mike, Amy, and John. Lillian of Upper St. Clair from Mom and Dad and Sarah. And Jane of Export. On January 15th, we have Julia from your family. Carson of Youngstown, Pennsylvania, from Mom and Dad and Casey and Madeline. Noah from Kimberly and Bruce in Elwood City. Conrad from Mom, Dad, and Laura. Lynn in Gibsonia from husband David. Julian of Fox Chapel from Mom and Dad. Phyllis from daughter Brenda and grandson Garcia, Sam of Point Breeze from Mom Sheila, and brother Gabriel, James from Rita. And finally on the 15th, we have Richard of Jeffersonboro from Judy and son Peter. On the 16th, Caitlin of Dormont from Mom, Dad, and Elise. And Emmy in Chicago from Mary and Chuck. By the way, a belated Saturday Light Brigade charge to Tony in Economy Borough, who knew that we were looking for Top with our Afterthoughts puzzle.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's postal address, and we will dispatch a uniformed individual to their home with an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, SLBRadio.org/radio, and it's links to our own player, plus TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, and our unique Listen by Phone service at 631-359-8728.
Why, it's that old song about the crawdad. You can line and I get a pole, honey. You can line and I get a pole, baby. You can line and I get a pole. We'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. Yannicka's man with a back on his back, honey. Yannicka's man with a back on his back, baby. Yannicka's man with a back on his back. He's got crawdads in his sack, honey, baby mine.
Everybody,
you all are about to find out one of Marcy Marks' deep, dark secrets. Marcy Markser won the talent contest in the fifth grade at Swartz Creek Elementary School in beautiful downtown Swartz Creek, Michigan. 11 people entered. Marcy won with this incredible skill you're about to see that was taught to her personally from her dad, who is a Lutheran minister. Yonkin's chicken laying an egg, honey. Yonkin's chicken laying an egg.
On the bank and watch the crawdads die.
Honey, baby, my last chance.
Saturday, Light Brigade with Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser. We're about to play Guess Who, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Tales and Treats, a Pittsburgh musical theater program where teen students at PMT Conservatory manage, choreograph, market, and present free theater productions for kids. The Tales and Treats production of Pirates and Zombies, a Scarabian Crucicle, will be held on January 10th at the Gargaro Theater in the West End. More information is available at pittsburghmusicals.com.
If you are in 8th through 12th grade, or if you know of somebody, here is an opportunity to earn up to $250 as a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. SLB once again will be managing this statewide program where youth have the opportunity to create articles, photo essays, media, and more as they cover some of the hundreds of Remake Learning Days events that will take place between May 1st and May 23rd. There are openings in every one of Pennsylvania's 67 counties. And if you would like more information on how to apply, go to tinyurl.com/RLD Youth Ambassadors 2026. tinyurl.com/RLD Youth Ambassadors 2026. No experience is necessary. Please apply by February 13th. Now it's time to play Guess Who? We are about to give you a pair of initials. And we have one person in mind. This person could be real, fictitious, living, no longer living. Someone from history, sports, entertainment, literature, pop culture, or some other field. No matter who it is, we think it's somebody you'll likely know. You can guess as many times as you would like, and we will let you know about the incorrect guesses that are coming in to help you narrow it down. This week's Guess Who initials, M-W. That's M as in Monroeville and W as in Waynesburg. M-W. Those are not hints, just a way to pay homage to Monroeville and Chad's alma mater. 412-200-5975. If you would like to guess, you can call us or text us at that number. You can also use Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. James is first in with some great guesses. Mae West, Muddy Waters, Mary Wells, Matt Weiner, Max Weinberg, and Montgomery Ward. Mike and Mars has Martha Washington, Mary Wicks, and Merriam Webster. Lots of guesses continuing to come in.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Angie is bringing a big smile to me. She just guessed Mr. Whipple. I think Mr. Whipple requires you to be a baby boomer or maybe a little bit younger. Chad, you know who Mr. Whipple is? Mr. Whipple, long before Charmin, can I say toilet paper on the radio? No? Oh, okay, I can. Long before Charmin toilet paper was represented by animated bears who are way too excited about using the product, Mr. Whipple was this character that would stock store shelves with the product. And when nobody was looking, he would squeeze the Charmin because he thought it was very squeezable. And that's who Mr. Whipple is. And yeah, thinking about it now, kind of makes me wonder. He lasted a long time. It's not Mr. Wimple. That's a great guess. And here comes more. Bill in Stanton Heights has the baseball player Mari Wilfs. Good guess. Jim in Blackridge has a guess of Mike Wazowski. The one-eyed monster and the Monsters, Inc. Disney franchise. Jim in Crafton Heights has Mason Williams and Mark Wahlberg. Trish has Mark Wahlberg as well as the correct answer. Mike, also with Mark Wahlberg. And here's Tom. He's got the correct answer, Tom in McCandless. As well as Max Weber, the German sociologist. Matt, Anthony Wayne, Mary Wilson, Meg Whitman, Meredith Wilson, Mr. Wilson, Dennis the Menace's neighbor, Martha White of Flower fame, Mr. Water Heater, Mr. Wizard, Mrs. Weiss, maker of soups, Mike Webster, and Mike White, the newspaper writer. Nick and Susan in New York City have quite a few guesses, including Margaret White, Mark Wahlberg, Michelle Williams, Mae West, Malcolm Jamal Warner, Maxine Waters, Mark Warner, Mary Wilson, Mary Wickers, Mary Wells, Mason Williams. May Huvier. And actress Meredith Wilson, spelled correctly, too, with two L's. Mara Walker, Michael Wolf, Monty Walsh, and the correct answer. Let's see, you also had Mayor Winningham. Actress and singer, songwriter. MW, today's Guess Who initials, and please, keep guessing. We're going to keep things open for a bit. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We're live on Saturday morning and hope to hear from you. Bill in Stanton Heights just sent some guesses. Mary Lou Williams, the Pittsburgh native, great pianist. Not her. Patrick has Muddy Waters. He is in South Park. Mason Williams, also guessed by Bill. John in Economy Borough has cartoonist Mort Walker, the artist behind Beetle Bailey. Also Mike Webster. And Mike White, Michelle Williams, guessed by Susie in Alexandria. Sue in South Park has Mr. Wrinkle. That's not one I know. He might have been related to Mr. Whipple. I don't have much direct information. But Mr. Wrinkle, according to Sue, was on an early children's television program in Pittsburgh. Here's Galen's Stanton Heights with great cartoonist Marcel Walker, Mark Wahlberg, Mae West, Mary Wollstonecraft, Meredith Wilson, Martin Wayans. These are great. Mo Willems, Martha Wainwright, Mara Wilson, Mary Wickers, Michael Weatherly, Kelty Williamson, Matt Walsh, Mark Williams, and Mary Wilson. Ty in Franklin Park has Mike Watt. Angie has Montel Williams. Actually, that's from Nick and Mars by way of Angie. Mary Wicks from Jim in Blackridge. And Bruce has sent me one that Meng Na Wen. Actress. Voice actress as well. Mae West, guest by Ty in Franklin Park. Karen in Kaiser, likely listening with Ed, has a guest of Maurice Williams. Patrick of Stanton Heights has Marcel Walker, Miriam Welt, Malcolm Warner, Maurice White, Mo Willems, the correct answer, and Megan Ward, Margaret Wilson, and Michael Wogelmoot. And Larry and Vanessa, who are at the Pittsburgh Zoo listening, just came up with the correct answer. Thank you for sending this, Sue, in South Park. Mr. Wrinkle was on a Pittsburgh show called Funsville and was portrayed by the great Sterling Yates, known for his humorative and imaginative adventures with Josie Carey. This must have been the children's corner, predecessor maybe. Mr. Wrinkle would take kids on magical journeys to the North Pole. He had a rocket ship and would interact with various characters, including Santa Claus. Sterling Yates also co-wrote songs. He was one funny person. Thank you for sending that, Sue. MW, the guest who initials we're playing with this morning. And we're getting close to revealing them. If you have not heard the guest who guess that's been on your mind yet, you might want to make this the moment that you call and share it, because we're close to revealing it. Elaine in Maine just got it. Well done. And Gail in Stanton Heights also just got the correct answer. If there are any other correct answers, that's news to me. Ralph has Martha Washington. And Mae West and Mary Wollstonecraft. Jim in Blackridge has Max Weinberg. Correct answers today from Nick and Susan in New York City, Tom and McCandless, Trish in Cook Forest, Patrick of Stanton Heights, Gale in Stanton Heights, Larry and Vanessa at the Pittsburgh Zoo, and Aline in Maine. And also from you, if you identified investigative reporter, interviewer, newscaster, Mike Wallace. Mike Wallace. Charged to you if you came up with him. Well done. More fun in about 10 minutes with some one-of-a-kind wonder words.
Well, I got stuff to do today, people to see and things to say. You know, I got to get my way, cause I got stuff to do today. There's business dancing in my brain. Some make sense, some are insane. Ladder gives me muscles pain. Then business dancing in my brain. All that business in my head, a puppet master pulling strings while I'm lying here in bed. There's a conference room above my neck. I could be wrong, but what the heck? It's my turn here to stack the deck on the table here above my neck. Well, don't you know I'm the CEO of all this business in my head, a puppet master pulling strings while I'm lying here in bed.
Kalkinen at the Saturday Light Brigade with late breaking news, and Mara Wilson, just guessed by Mike and Mars. Mike Wallace is who we were looking for today. Congratulations again. If you happen to come up with him. And as I mentioned, we'll have some one-of-a-kind wonder words coming up in about 5 minutes, giving you some fun opportunities to solve a different kind of puzzle.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater's 6th Annual Drama Awards takes place at the Hillman Performing Arts Center in Fox Chapel on January 10th. Celebrating the creativity and teamwork of high school students from schools who produce non-musical plays for their schools and communities. More details are available at primestage.com.
We are thrilled to let you know that our Youth Media Center is open for 2026. Monday is our first day, and you can get a complete daily schedule of activities starting on Monday, January 12th. You can get the schedule now at ymc.slbradio.org. There are also opportunities listed there for teens, all free. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. Todd Chorosky is here, Chad Green as well. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings. From SLB Radio Productions in Pittsburgh, you'll find our affiliates and listening links at slbradio.org/radio.
My eraser, my eraser, he helps me when my pencil goes astray. My eraser, my eraser, he always makes the bad stuff go away. I was drawing a picture of my teacher, with pointy teeth and great big giant ears. Said, what's the capital of Texas? I wrote France.
Ooh, la, la.
My eraser knew that couldn't be the answer, so he jumped right in and gave me a second chance. Remember your old friend on the pencil's other end. He's always there to lend a help.
the category of misunderstood lyrics. I can remember playing that song years ago and somebody thinking that Bill Harley was saying he always makes the bathtub go away. My Eraser by Bill Harley here at this morning's Saturday Light Brigade.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Now it's time to have some fun this morning. I hope we've already been having fun. It's time to have some more fun with a game we haven't played in a long time called One of a Kind Wonder Words. Now, one of a kind wonder word is a word that can have two very different meanings. The words are spelled identically and pronounced identically, but depending on context, they have very different meanings. And as usual, it's probably good to give you an example. If we said a breakfast treat of a certain kind, or done by people who cannot make up their mind, this word is either a breakfast treat of a certain kind, or something done by people who cannot make up their mind. Do you know the answer? Waffle. Waffle can either be the breakfast treat, or it can be done by people that can't make up their mind. So that is how you play our one-of-a-kind wonder word. I'll give you a pair of clues for each of two puzzles and see if you can figure out the words that we are looking for. And you also are encouraged to challenge me with a one-of-a-kind wonder word puzzle of your own. Can you get this one? An animal found in the wild, or a pastime or diversion usually enjoyed by a child? And here's another one to try. Could be found in a lake where a bird might take a break. Could be found in a lake where a bird might take a break. Do you know the answer to either of those? I hope you'll consider getting in touch.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
For a breakfast treat of a certain kind, or done by people who cannot make up their mind, We had an answer from Gail of scramble, like a breakfast scramble. And if your mind is scrambled and you can't make it up, I love that. That is a great answer for that one. So an animal found in the wild, a pastime or diversion usually enjoyed by a child. And then our second set of clues for a different word could be found in a lake or where a bird takes a break. That was Nat King Cole playing piano. And I see Rich in Edinburgh just got the second one. Could be found in a lake or where a bird takes a break. That is a perch. Perch is a fish. It's also a place where a bird might take a rest. And Gail, creative, once again, has bath. A bird might take a break in a bird bath. And I think you could find a bath in a lake with a little poetic license. Alan in Squirrel Hill had the answer to our first one-of-a-kind wonder word puzzles. An animal found in the wild, a pastime or diversion usually enjoyed by a child. That's game. And Squirrel Hill also has perch. Nick in West Mifflin has a puzzle to share. Nick, if you could send us the answer to that, that'll help us. Here's one for you to try. Paperwork associated with eating out, or an action to make sure something works beyond any doubt. Paperwork associated with eating out, or action to make sure something works beyond any doubt. And once more, for a new one here, how you feel when you are full of worry, or the nature of the difference between hurried and hurry. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLVRADIO.
And there's a terrible storm. I'm in here where it's nice and warm. Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen in my footy pajamas. I got good tunes pumping on the radio. And my big brother saying, go man, go. Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen in my footy pajamas. I'm gonna do a two-step, a tap, dance, a tango, jitterbug, hip-hop, cha-cha, zydeco, a hula, a hora, a gallop, and a go-go. I'm gonna dance a mambo, disco, flamenco, breakdance, bunny hop, ballet, bolero, a reel, a rumba, the polka, and the pogo. Chicken dance, alley cat, hokey pokey, limbo. I'm gonna do every single dance I know. Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen. Dancing in the kitchen in my footy pajamas. Yeah, nothing is better when you're stuck indoors than a hip shake shimmy right across the floor. Yeah, cotton is cool and
there's stripes on mine. Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen in my footy pajamas. Tell your sister, your brother, your mom, and your dad. Put on your PJs and dance like mad. Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen in my footy pajamas. Dancing in the kitchen in my footy pajamas.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Keith Munslow here this morning, and we're having a lot of fun with our one-of-a-kind wonder word puzzles. Nick clarified his clues for me, and they are good. I'm going to share Nick's in just a minute. Paperwork associated with eating out, or an action to make sure something works beyond any doubt. Or what one hockey player might do to another that makes the crowd shout. The answer is check. Check. Karen and Ed and Kaiser were able to come up with that answer, as did Alan and Squirrel Hill. As we continue with our one-of-a-kind wonder word puzzles. And Patrick in South Park also knew that one. And we also gave you this one, which I thought was kind of tough. How you feel when you are full of worry, the nature of the difference between hurried and hurry. The answer there is tense. Tense. You feel tense when you're worried, and hurry and hurried are in different tenses. Aline in Maine came up with that. I think we're ready to give you some new ones. Here is another one-of-a-kind wonder word. Remember that one word fits both clues. To make a movement that is sudden or quick, or a pointed object that can be thrown with a wrist's flick. To make a movement that is sudden or quick, or a pointed object that can be thrown with a wrist's flick. And here's the one that Nick and Wes Mifflin sent. Action to split something in two, or said to do this when sticking to you. Action to split something in two, or said to do this when sticking to you. Is another one to make sure we allow you to have some more fun together. Are you ready? A living substance that leads to unattractive decay, or something used to shape things in a particular way. 412-200-5975. You can call us and very quickly join us on the radio with your answer. We'd love to have you do that. You can reach us at that number, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Mike and Mars, I thought that Nick's was a really tough one. You got it. Cleave. Action to split something in two or said to do this when sticking to you. Cleave. Well done. And the answer to make a movement that is sudden or quick or a pointed object that can be thrown with a wrist flick. The answer to that is dart. And Jaylene got that correct. Jaylene is in Alabama. Nick and Wes Mifflin also got that. As did Patrick in South Park and Rich in Edinburgh. Oh, it's actually Mike that texted us, not Jaylene. Thank you, Mike. And it's nice to hear from you. Happy New Year to you. Now, the other puzzle we have out right now is a living substance that leads to unattractive decay or something used to shape things a particular way. Did you figure that one out? Mike did. The answer there, mold. Like a mold you might use to make a lovely jello mold. Or any kind of mold. Nick and Wes Mifflin also had that. Alan and Squirrel Hill got it. The McDonald's came up with it, and Kaiser, Jim in Crafton Heights, and Gail in Stanton Heights, and Rich in Edinburgh, all coming up with mold. Drummer is the great Roger Humphreys of Pittsburgh's North Side, and that's the Roger Humphreys Big Band. Would you like to try some more? You can also challenge me with a few one-of-a-kind wonder word puzzles of your own. For some fresh puzzles. Mm-hmm. is a one-of-a-kind wonder word, an action for which an alarm could be meant, or the after effects of a major event. An action for which an alarm could be meant, or the after effects of a major event. And the second puzzle, an important characteristic of a music or song. Or a teacher might use this to mark your answers, right or wrong. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. I guess a fallout for an action for which an alarm could be meant, or the after effects of a major event. This one I think is kind of hard. To improve it in my head here. An action that controls where the water went. Gail came up with shock. Karen also thought of fallout. An action for which an alarm could be meant to cause this action, or the after effects of a major event, or a natural motion that has to do with where natural water is sent. That's a tough one. We also have an important characteristic of music or a song, or a teacher might use this to mark your answers, right or wrong. Jim in Crafton Heights has associated with an apothecary or used to keep Brooke's books stationary. Used to keep bricks stationary is one. Could that be, it's not a pill, it's not, oh wait, mortar? Yeah, mortar. Mortar is in mortar and pestle. And Karen has a president's speech to the nation or to determine a structure's location. This is from Karen's son, Jackson. I love being challenged on these, a president's speech to the nation, or to determine a structure's location. Jackson, I think that's a dress. And the answer, we were looking for an action for which an alarm could be meant, the after effects of a major event, the natural action that causes where the water went. We were looking for a wake. In the wake of the fire or the alarm being sent to wake you up. So that's the answer we had for that. Thank you for playing along with those this morning. If you missed any answers, feel free to let us know. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny